Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Music.
Okay, well,
we're on the air, and thank you for joining us today.
Oh, my God. I'm just hitting the wrong things. Okay, here we go.
I guess I can. Okay. Welcome, everybody, to In the Studio with Linus. My producer, Chabonet, she'll be on the air shortly. Brenda is doing the on the air for me today because I'm having some bursitis problems with my right shoulder. So she's the main course for the day for me. And Nina, I believe, is in the chat room. That phone number is area code 646. 727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. Now, today's show is about health care issues, and we will be going to that topic here shortly, but if you're in the health care industry, please call in. We want to talk to you. I don't care if it's a nurse, a doctor, an administrative person, but do call in. Because we're going to be discussing on healthcare issues. One of the subjects is about how do you feel about your healthcare now? Are you getting good care? Does it cover all your means and issues? So this is what we'll be talking about. So for sure, I want people to call in. It's going to be a hot show today, and it will be very good. So as always, we start the show with entertainment news of the week. So let's see what's up. Well, first thing is crisis management 101 is underway in the Carter household. I know how you guys just love to hear about Jay-Z and Beyonce. Jay-Z and Beyonce are known for their very private life, despite their very public careers. But it has all changed this week when a video surveillance tape came out showing Beyonce's sister Solange attacking Beyonce's husband Jay-Z in an elevator. What set off Solange? Is she crazy? Probably. Was she drunk? Maybe. What did Jay-Z do to her? How will this affect Solange and Beyonce's relationship? Because we didn't hear the audio. We don't know what happened. Now the Carters have to do damage control. I hear Jay-Z and Beyonce will be on the hand at the upcoming nuptials of Kim Kardashian and Kanye West. Jay-Z is even said to serve as the best man. But the Carters won't allow themselves to be filmed. Before all this happened, Jay-Z and Beyonce have been prepping a summer arena tour they call On the Run. Reports are the hotel found out who sold the tape of Solange and Jay-Z's elevator confrontation and fired that employee. Beyonce, you and your sister need to sit down and have a long talk. Because I can just feel part of that is jealousy. She doesn't have a career, and she's not no great singer, not to say Beyonce is either, but I think there's some jealousy and ego going on there. Well, the Thursday night landscape on TV is about to change, y'all. ABC is shaking up the times on Thursday night with Grey's Anatomy moving to 8 p.m., Scandal airing at 9 p.m. now, and a new Shonda Rhimes drama with Oscar nominee Viola Davis starring in How to Get Away with Murder. This means Sister Shonda controls ABC's entire Thursday night lineup. Yeah! NBC, having just canceled Crisis with Lance Gross, is moving their most popular show, The Blacklist, to Thursday night at 9 p.m. against Scandal. And the CBS network will be airing Thursday night football, having just canceled 2.5 men. Interesting, huh? Well, Sherry Shepherd has put on a brave face all this week while she hosts The View. The daytime talk show hostess and comedian's 3-year marriage to Lamar Sally has come to a crashing end. Sally didn't want to work, never held a job during their marriage, and Shepherd just had enough. Shepherd wasn't allowed to address her marital crisis this week on ABC's The View. That's because View producer, legendary journalist Barbara Walters is leaving, and the network didn't want any scandal to overshadow Walters' retirement. Meanwhile, as for Shepherd, friends say she wanted to be married so badly that she didn't pay any attention to the obvious. Sally was a freeloader all along for the ride. This is going to be a very messy divorce. Shepherd and Sally are expecting a surrogate child in midsummer. Sally wants custody of the child, child support, and he wants Shepherd to pay his legal fees. Sally has filed for divorce and now is looking for his payday. He is claiming fraud in the marriage. In an interview with People magazine, Sally said he lost 50 pounds from all the stress from this upcoming divorce, but he looks forward to being a dad. Friends of Shepherd are surrounding her to protect her and her young son from a previous marriage. Sources say despite her brave TV face, Shepherd is devastated and embarrassed by the actions of Sally. Look for Shepherd to petition the court to keep Sally obligated to their prenup. Well, you know, I could say a lot of things, but, you know, when you do things out of desperation, I don't see anything good happening from it. You should have first learned to love yourself, Sherry, and then the man would have been added to a bonus, but you were looking for somebody else to love you than to love yourself first. And evidently you didn't listen to your friends about who that man really was. Red flags, red flags. Okay. Eddie Murphy is in another transgender scandal. What? Yes, a transgender escort named Honey Dip is talking, and Dip wants money. Honey Dip looks like a female but has male private parts. Honey Dip went on a Twitter rant and told all on Murphy how they kept hidden for 8 years, and how Murphy likes drugs, weed, and ecstasy. Honey Dip described his body, private parts, and how he sleeps in a durag and basketball shorts and likes his Dial body wash, all on social media. Dip says they met when he or she was 17, and admits to having been being threatened and looking for $1 million to go away. Honey Dip also claimed Murphy's latest girlfriend, model Paige Butcher, is just a beard. Murphy is known for his past relationship. He has 5 children by ex-wife, reality star Nicole Murphy. He also has 2 other kids by different women, including his youngest child by ex-Spice Girl, America's Got Talent judge Mel B. Murphy has also had a broken engagement to Babyface's ex-wife producer Tracy Edmonds. Years back, the police picked up Murphy, if y'all remember, when they witnessed him let a transgender prostitute into his car. Murphy always claims that he was simply giving a ride to someone in need. Murphy was never charged with any wrongdoing. Well, and that, folks, is the rest of the story. Okay, and for you scandal fans, excuse me, creator Shonda Rhimes says she will not be recasting Columbus Short's role in Scandal. Short was let go at the end of the season following a string of personal, and legal problems. Well, Tyler Perry is suing the producers of For Better or Worse, claiming their negligence caused a massive fire at his Atlantic studio in May 2012. He is suing for damages estimated at $1.8 million. Meanwhile, Perry teams up with Oscar winner Ben Affleck in the movie Gone Girl, which opens in theaters October 3rd. Perry also is coming out with the new Madea project. Tyler Perry's latest stage play, Madea and the Neighbors from Hell, is out now on DVD and Blu-ray. And I just want to make a comment to that I just bought that and watched it, and it's really good. You know, he always has something profound to say or a lesson to learn. And it's a really good show. It is. It's good. It's not as stupid or crazy like you think normally his shows, I mean, well, you know, the characters are. It's really good. Well, congratulations to singer Kelly Rowland. The former Destiny Child member recently married her longtime boyfriend and manager, Tim Witherspoon. Openly gay NFL player Michael Sam will be coming to the Oprah Winfrey Network. The Untitled Project is a documentary that will follow the NFL professional through his career and personal life, a la Lindsay Lohan. In more OWN news, GMA anchor Robin Roberts will be appearing with Oprah Winfrey on OWN's Masterclass. Also coming to OWN is Oscar winner Octavia Spencer, starring in the miniseries, Tulsa, and singer Toni Braxton starring in the original biopic about singer-actress Darlene Love. Love is best known as playing Danny Glover's wife in the Lethal Weapon movies, but she is a well-known background singer, who got her acclaim later in her career. She is also one of the singers profiled in the Academy Award-winning documentary 20 Feet from Stardom. Finally, returning to OWN as well as the new season of a Tyler Perry sitcom, For Better or Worse, with Michael Jai White and Tasha Smith. Lover. Well, for all you American Idol fans, the Fox Network will not give up the show. Looks like they're going to be doing a season 14, y'all. There is, however, a big question on whether or not the judges panel will change with Harry Connick Jr., Jennifer Lopez, and country sensation Keith Urban. I hear there are talks about bringing back original judges, Simon Cowell from the canceled X Factor, Paula Abdul, and Randy Jackson. Okay. Well, actress Paula Patton opens up in the latest issue of Vanity Fair magazine. Patton, dressed only in a fur coat and underpants, talks about her troubled marriage to singer Robin Thicke. Patton declares she will always love him. They separated earlier this year. The former high school sweethearts had been married for 9 years. Brenda, has Shab called in yet? Is she in yet?
I believe
Brenda?
She's there. Aren't you there?
Hello.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Okay,
yes.
Just checking. Okay. Will it be an August wedding day for actress Gabriel Union and Miami Heat champ Dwayne Wade? The high-profile couple have had their share of drama, tabloids, baby mama number one drama, break, baby mama number two drama, and a host of legal and PR issues. But their love has sustained both of them. Word on the street is that this summer is to jump that broom. Okay. Yes, and the last story is the Fox show Empire may be the most anticipated show of the next season. The Lee Daniels-produced hip-hop drama stars Oscar nominees Terrence Howard as a hip-hop mogul and Taraj P. Henson as his ex-wife. Malik Yoval, if you remember him from New York Undercover, singer Macy Gray, and Oscar nominee Gaborni Sidibe, played in Precious, have been added to the cast. Empire is slated to debut this fall on Fox. The pilot was shot in Chicago, and they are trying to move the filming to Philadelphia. You got to see the trailer. Taraji Fenton is going to blow you away. She is amazing in this role. And that is my news for this week. And now I'll turn it over to Chauvinet.
Oh, just for some sports real quick, if you had a chance, the only NBA game I can report on for the Eastern Conference Finals, Game 1, the Pacers lead the series 1-0. The Pacers beat the Heat 107 to 96. And for my hockey players for the Stanley Cup, the actually only score I can give is that the Blackhawks beat the Kings 3-1 in the Western Conference Finals. This is game one, and the Blackhawks lead the series 1-0. I would give more score points, but unfortunately, I'm having technical issues on my end. So those are the stories. If you want a little bit of the news of the weird, a couple of quick stories. One, in February, East Detroit High School swim instructor Jonathan Sales, 24 years old, sitting poolside, dived in to help a drowning student, but only after first going to the locker room to change from his street clothes. He was charged with involuntary manslaughter when the student died. Story number two, when a six-year-old girl had her finger severed by a closing door in school in December, administrators at the Dixon School District near Houston merely called her parents to come take the girl to the hospital. The principal denied it was an emergency, since the girl's finger, after all, had already been bagged in ice. Really? Really,
yeah.
People? When a fire alarm sounded in February at Como Park High School in St. Paul, Minnesota, one girl was in the swimming pool and the outside temperature was -5 degrees. But several faculty members insisted by protocol that she leave the building dressed as she was, barring her even from waiting in a teacher's car because it was against the rules. Really,
oh,
people?
My God.
The heck are we doing at these schools, people?
That's a shame.
And, yes, and under our least competent criminals, at a press conference in April, as Houston police officers announced that they were after two burglars who had broken into Cat's Lingerie Boutique, surveillance video showed two armed men cautiously creeping through the store until one accidentally bumped the other, apparently startling the bumped man, who turned and fired, causing the first man to fire back. Officers counted nearly a dozen bullet holes in the store. Said the Houston press briefer, these are by far some of the clumsiest crooks that we have seen in a long time. Give it up, Houston. You guys got some smart criminals there. And those are the stories from the news of the weird.
Okay, I got a couple of more things, and then we'll go to a break. Maybe not. I just realized you don't have any break music. Anyway, I wanted to, I'm going to do, hopefully next month, do a 5-minute Q&A with Richard Sherman of the Seahawks. He's doing a thing now for breast cancer, and so I want to do a 5-minute Q&A about that and also what's coming up for the Seahawks this fall. So I'll let you know that. And also I want to tell the listening audience, too, about the Seahawks. The Seahawks are the only NFL team in the league that hands out a package to all the people that the guys that come in to apply to be a Seahawk. No other team does this. Nobody else except the Seahawks. And in this package, they tell you how to become a Seahawk if you want to get on the team, the things that you need to do. And it's really good. I mean, it's more stuff involved in that, too. But at least they help the person is trying to get in, whether, they've got a, what do you call it, shop, an agent or not, you know, to get on the team. So this is really good, this package that they give out. I'm proud of the Seahawks that they do that. Well, we are the only NFL team that does that. Other people, you're just not accepted. See you, bye. But we try and help you. We just don't turn you away. We try and help you because maybe next year you might make it. But these are the things that you will need to do. So good for the Seahawks for that. And also one other thing, this is the first time in history that the state of Texas did not draft anyone. They had no one for the draft for the NFL, which, whoa, that's a first. And then also a couple of songs, only because I listened to this today that I want to pass on. One is the Five Blind Boys of Mississippi. And the song is called It Could Have Been Me. Y'all, go to YouTube, unless you have it. If you don't, go to YouTube. It's by the Five Blind Boys of Mississippi, and it's titled It Could Have Been Me. And the second song is by Marvin Winans of the Winans family, and the title of that song is You Just Don't Want to Know. Very good. Listen to the lyrics, folks. Very good. So anyway, that's that. So we can't do break music today, so I guess we'll just go right on into the subject of healthcare issues.
And you actually have a caller from 503. I'm not sure.
Oh,
is this
wonderful.
Marie?
Yes, yes, it's Marie. Bring her on in because she works in the healthcare industry.
She's live.
Okay.
Hello.
Hi, Marie. Welcome to In the Studio. We're so glad that you called today. I know that you work in the healthcare industry, so my question to you is, what changes have you seen come about just recently, say within the last year or so, in the healthcare industry? As far as, I should put it like this, patient to doctor, you know.
Well, there's just a lot more patients now.
Okay.
A lot more, yeah, that are coming to the doctor now that weren't able to before.
Is that because now they have the Obamacare, that ACA Act? Is that, or
right.
Not Obama, but Affordable Care Act?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So are
so
these,
does that
are
mean
these,
that more people are having to, are the wait times then are longer for either getting an appointment or waiting in the waiting room?
A little both, but mainly getting an appointment.
But is it drastic? It's not, is it comparatively, like maybe before, maybe you waited 15 minutes, are people waiting an hour or more or not, at least where you are?
Well, see, I just hear the members say how long they wait. I make the appointments for them. So I make an appointment for them to see the doctor. And
mm-hmm.
sometimes the doctor might be a month out before you can get an appointment with them, depending on the
doctor.
Wow. Wow. So
now, Marie, if hearing that saying it might be a month out, is there a chance to advance a patient depending on the purpose of their call, or it's just a month out, period, regardless of what your condition is?
No, they can actually see another provider if they don't want to wait for their primary care. But
now, does that affect their insurance if they don't see their primary care doctor?
No.
Oh, okay, that's good.
They can see anybody.
Okay.
But like I said,
and that's probably a little bit different regionally as well. I mean, I know I have a friend who lives in Texas, and she used to talk about appointments. This is before the Affordable Care Act. She would talk about appointments that her grandmother and them, they had over in Texas. And she said they waited for like an hour and a half. And I said, for what? And she said, well, for the doctor to see us. And I said, well, did you make an appointment? And she said, yeah, but that was with an appointment. I used to belong to Group Health, which is an HMO, and it's in several states, mostly Western, but or Kaiser. And I would make my appointments. Most of the time, I would get there like maybe a minute before my appointment was due. Sometimes 2 minutes after, and I never had to wait more than 5 minutes. Now, I don't know what it's like now with Group Health, but that was probably 10 years ago. And even back then, she said that they always had to wait in Texas. And, of course, Texas is one of those states that their governor doesn't like to acknowledge Obama or anything to do with Obama. So he has made it even more difficult for his the people in his state to get health care. So there's still people who haven't even gotten, who haven't been signed up, or they're still waiting to even hear anything because they refuse to sort of play the game, I guess. So, you know, just so that, you know, people who say that it's all this Obama thing, it's not working, you might want to check with the people in your state that are causing the hang-up.
Mm-hmm.
Because here in Washington State, I went in, signed up. It was just like that. When everyone said it was a big problem, I didn't have any problem whatsoever. They notified me within an hour that I was approved or whatever, And that was it. So I didn't have to go running to someone, call anyone, yell, scream, cry. It was that quickly. So it was really with that friend in Texas still hasn't received an update that she is accepted or not.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's, you know, I don't know if that's a Republican thing, you know, another one of their little giggy moves or what, but regionally what we're talking about, because we're in the Pacific Northwest, including Oregon, I would think that it's a lot different as you move toward the states that are blue states and not willing to, you know, play the game.
Yeah. Yeah, because North Carolina, I remember when I did a healthcare show here about 2 years ago, and North Carolina had a lot of benefits to their people, and she couldn't believe when Bernice and I were telling her, we don't have that here in Washington. She said, you got to be kidding. But I don't know, maybe North Carolina, they really take care of their people back there, but they have more going for their people than we did up here. And we have more money than they do. It's interesting that you made that point, Brenda, because it is a difference.
Well, maybe. I don't know what their tax rate is, but Washington State has a high tax rate. It's one of the top 10, I think, for the nation. But
not the top
10.
Also,
they've
cut
a lot of programs. So
yeah,
Washington, as far as them having a lot of money, I would think not. I mean, if they had more money, they wouldn't have to tax as much. Yeah,
I think they use for the state, but Washington State is very good on the ACA. In fact, they've spoken about Washington State quite a few times because we have like 1-point-something million people that have signed up. So we're like one of the foremost states as far as that ACA is concerned. You know,
yeah,
almost like the pilot state. It's so good up here. Hopefully, I wanted to ask Maria another question. What happens if people call in and they don't have insurance?
They have to pay out of pocket. And generally they won't see them though unless they have it. You got to pay out of pocket if you don't have insurance.
That's what I wanted to ask. So they won't see them unless they have insurance now. I wonder, would that be the same for those community health centers? I'm just curious. I'm just putting that question out there. If they're the same way, too, which they might be, I guess, you know.
These are the health. Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, that's interesting. I never really thought about free clinics, how they were affected by the Affordable Care Act.
But you know what, Brenda? I don't even think there's free clinics anymore, is it?
Yeah.
I mean, I know there's something like for the homeless and wayward people or the runaway kids. But in actuality, you know, for those people, but say somebody that's working every day but you don't have the money for health care, I don't think there's anything free anymore, is it? I might be wrong. Shab, in fact, you work in downtown Seattle. Is there free clinics down there?
Harborview. That's about as close as you can
get. I apologize. I'm wrong.
Because I believe at this point in time, there still are free health clinics. And those are but they are for,
For the homeless people or indigent people?
Yes, indigent? You wouldn't see the top-notch doctors like people who actually work and have the benefits taken out of their check, where, like Brenda was saying, you have the difference, you have the choice of HMO, PPO, and all those, where with the free clinic, you don't have those choices. You just have what is available, and we actually still do have free clinics. There's one in Auburn. There's one in Federal Way. There's one in Longview. So they are still around. Some of them are managed more for if you have chronic disease, single parents, if your Medicare doesn't cover everything, that, you know, if you do go outside your Medicare, you're really going to have to pay a lot. Well, that's what these free clinics also offer, that maybe they can give you some of these things where you don't have to come out your pocket. Say, because group health offers it, well, now you're paying $400 or $500 just to see that doctor, whether free clinic, you might be able to see this, a different doctor for the same issue, and it won't cost you that much. It may not cost you at all, depending on your income.
Okay.
So, yeah, well, they still provide it.
Like I said, I apologize. I was wrong. I didn't think they existed anymore. I'm glad to know that. That's very good.
It's in the form of public health care center, right? Shab, you're talking about public health, right?
Yes, it's under the Washington Healthcare Access Alliance. And so it is, yes, for public health care, yes.
Marie, what is it like in your state down there? Do you guys have many free clinics also?
I don't know, because I'm not like in downtown anymore. When I work down there, of course, I know they must have had them, but I don't know where they're located now.
Okay. You know, one thing I want to say, I see more community health clinics now than before, because I was thinking years ago when I first moved out here in the South End, there might have been one in Des Moines, but now I see it's almost like each, maybe not neighborhood, but each community, you get to the next community that they've got one of those. Have you noticed that, Brenda, Shab, Marie?
Well, yeah, those clinics, she's talking about the, like, community clinics, and you will see more in, like, how can I say, cultural communities, you know, some in the Hispanic community, some in the African communities, the Asian communities, because
East Indian, yeah.
Yes, those, mm-hmm. because a lot of the clinics are private, they're nonprofit, community, or faith-based organizations, and you have a lot of volunteers that provide the medical, dental, pharmaceutical, even behavioral health services at little or no cost for the uninsured or underinsured. And they also offer, like, interpreters there because, you know, within those certain communities, you might have a lot of doctors or nurses or PAs volunteering that may not speak Korean or Somalian, you know, where then you have these interpreters that come in that can translate between the healthcare providers and the patients. So, again, those are one of the reasons they have those community clinics, so all people are being seen, regardless if English is your number one language or not.
You know, and I've noticed.
And these were going, and real quick, these clinics were going on before Affordable Health Care Act. They're just being more busy with the Affordable Care Act.
Yeah, like Carolyn Downs, that's on Yesler. I went there years ago, and it was sliding scale fee. But as I'm looking up here for King County, there's a lot. There's a lot, something called, it's called Health Point in Kent. It looks like they have a Health Point Federal Way, and there's other, but there's a Health Point, seems to be one of those places. There's one in Auburn and Bellevue, but there's also CMAR. Dad belongs in one of their stuff, but I'm not sure if that's for elderly people or what. Seahurst Family Medicine, Highline Medical Group out in Burien area. These are not Seattle Public Health. They're not under the alliance, from my understanding. They're just community health places that you could get health care, and they serve, well, it says right here on here that they serve all ages. Most of the ones that they list, they serve all ages. The CMAR doesn't show that, but yeah, and they also have dental care, which I could probably use. But it depends on your age. Some of the dental clinics that are out there only serve people 18 and under. And occasionally, like, here's one, Central Area Dental Clinic, that serves all ages. So if you're living in the Seattle area, folks, just you can go online. If you don't have a computer, you can go online in the library and The librarians probably could even just give you that information if you're looking for it.
Yeah, your library, DSHS, you know, your local state places, they can give you that information as well if you, you know, have the means to get there. Or call.
Right. But they're all over. I mean, there's even one at Pike Market Clinic right down on Post Alley. Wow. Odessa Brown is still open? Pioneer Square Clinic?
Get out of here!
Yes. Oh, yeah, Odessa's still open, honey.
Yeah, Rainier Park Medical Clinic. And so Seattle Indian Health Board, if you're Native American, you should be able to go in there, and they can point you to all kinds of services for Native Americans. So, yeah, there's a lot around Seattle area. I'm not looking at other states. But Oregon,
okay.
Now, Marie.
Can we go back to our health care issues, the topic of the show? Y'all giving out all this information, which is good, but that's just for Washington.
You asked about it.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Can we go back to health care issues?
It's your show. Go.
I wanted to go back to when you were talking about timing your friend in Texas waiting to see a doctor. I want to go back because I just went through an incident here for a couple of weeks with bursitis in my shoulder, and she's waiting to even get on. My complaint is what does it take? What is it, the emergency or whatever that it takes to get in to see a doctor when you have a problem and it's not being resolved? It's still going on, and you're not getting in to see the doctor or get the medication you need. For mine, I'm just going to say this, not only because Brendan Shaw were giving you information about Washington State, but in any state across this nation or around the world, Brenda, bless her heart, told me to go to patient services. I wasn't aware that this was even available to me as a patient. That's why I'm saying, and maybe a lot of other people are not aware of it, that you have rights as a patient, that you can call their services, patient relationship, member services or whatever, and complain about the doctor or the nurse or whatever the service was that you were getting. Well, thank you, Brenda. I did that 10 minutes later. Now, mind you, folks, I've been with this stuff for 2 weeks, and I was waiting since Wednesday. 10 minutes after I had called and talked to these people and told them about the doctor, I got a call, and it was resolved. So my question is, what does it take to where's the priority to help a patient when they come and it's continuing on? Because I know like some people, maybe they have cancer, they could be in pain off and on, or health or respiratory problems. But if you have a problem and you go in and it's a problem that can be taken care of pretty much, but yet it may be a time that it persists, and you need more care, you need more care, but you're not getting it.
I don't understand the question quite yet.
Oh.
You threw a lot of things in there, so I'm not sure what you're asking.
Okay, I'm sorry. I guess the question I'm asking, should there be a time frame that your doctor or the nurse get back with you on any given health problem?
There probably is a protocol for your particular agency. Marie can probably answer for where she is. Marie, are you at Kaiser?
I am. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. So it's sort of like group health.
Yeah, we don't give them a time frame, though, because then they expect that, and they call back and said, you told me they were going to call back in 2 hours. And every day is different, and Mondays are extremely busy. So we can't tell them, the doctor will get back to you within 2 hours. Sometimes it might be the next day, depending on how the day was. But generally, they will call back. They will follow up. And then if you call back in, then they're going to connect you with that medical assistant, you know, to help you get resolved. But you got to call back if you don't hear from them.
Yeah.
Granted, and that happened.
See, and that's what I like about that's what I like about my doctor. I've been going to Dr. Curtis at Multi-Clinic Care in Auburn for many years, and they actually follow up. They'll call back, like if I've had severe sinus infections, I've went in and see her. Her nurse calls me a couple of days later, hey, Chabonet, how's everything going? how's the medicine, how are you feeling, you know, do you need to come back in, do we need to change your prescription? And they've honestly started this within the past year of calling back. Now, I don't know if they do this with all patients. I don't know, but it was a good feeling that, wow, okay, you guys actually care. Now, is that because of my insurance paying for you to care? I don't know. But either way, it felt good that the follow-up was there. And I think that's maybe something that more people should do because, like with my mother dealing with what she had to deal with for 2 weeks, not only is she pissed, I'm pissed, Brenda pissed, we're all pissed that she's going through this pain. And it's like, are you kidding me? You're still getting your money. You know, follow up with her. Make sure she's okay. Make sure there's no side effects to the medicine that you're giving her. And if she has called you 2 or 3 times, someone needs to see that as a red flag. Now, maybe if you call back once, okay, well, hopefully everything's okay. But you're calling back 2. Mm-hmm. You're calling back 3. You've had several appointments within 2 weeks. That is a red flag. Mm-hmm. So, you know, what do you do?
You complain. Yeah, you complain.
Oh, yeah, no, and I understand that. But to even avoid that,
right.
Yeah.
How can we avoid that? You know, is it because there's too many patients now and only one doctor to 20 patients? One nurse to 20 patients? I mean, how do we avoid something like this so no one else goes through it? Is it because now with the health care there's a lack of money? Because we already know doctors are very careful when it comes to Medicare and Medicaid. So what's going on where the customer service in some maybe hospitals are not as strong in others? Because I would think Virginia Mason – I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I think there is a lot more people, and then we have a lot of people that want to be seen for minor things, which they can really take those appointments for people that really need, you know, that really have an issue. They may want to come in if they have a cold. There might be somebody really in chronic pain, and, you know, they need that appointment more so than someone with a cold.
Yeah,
right.
But they think it's important to them because they may have that cold for 2 weeks.
Right.
So,
I think that what's being missed here, if you really stop and think about the numbers of people who are now having access to health care that didn't, I mean, it's got to be beyond double what we had before. Now, just imagine if double the amount of people on whatever job you're in are coming into your place of business expecting the same treatment that everyone got the day before when there was only, say, 5 people, now you have 10, or let's say you had 50, now there's 100. You know, just try to imagine your job trying to manage something that happened overnight. This wasn't a situation that was stepped down where it's like we're going to try to get 25% more this year, 25% more this year and that way. I mean, people knew this was coming about when Obama came on board, but so many fights against it pretty much had people sort of not really sure what was going to happen. Nobody really understood how it looked because, you know, politically somebody was trying to wrap it up in red tape and all kinds of legal matters. So I'm not telling you that you need to be more compassionate toward the doctors, but if you had 20 minutes with your doctor, say, 2 years ago, I doubt that doctor has that amount of time to see you and deal with the influx of patients. And then the ability to call people, like Marie, just at her position, just from what I remember from working in hospitals, that getting appointments and all that, that's a whole nother influx of people calling in. And then let me just add this, throw this other thing in there for people who are working. Your jobs may require you to bring in a doctor's note over the most ridiculous reasons.
Sure do.
Brenda. You have to get that in within 3 days.
Right.
So, like, there's no, I can't see you for a month. And even though it's nothing, you know, because everyone's so afraid of fraud.
Yeah.
So all these things are coming in at one vortex. And I suggest, I could be wrong, that things are going to, you know, swing and swing and swing and start balancing out over the next 10 years. But the best thing that you can do is what you did, contact member services, you know, and maybe you're going to have to go see someone else. See, the more flexible you are, the more likely you're going to get the kind of care you need. But if you're like, no, I only want to see this doctor, no, I'm only going to go to this doctor, no, this doctor has to do this, well, then you are basically tying your hitch to that doctor only.
Yep.
But if you're open to go to a different center or a different healthcare provider, as Marie said, you have to go to another healthcare provider if you can't get in with that appointment, then you're going to get the help you need. So what's the question? Is your healthcare issue more important or getting your way? And that's going to basically determine what happens to you.
That depends on the member, too, because a lot of times making appointments, they'll say, well, is the MD or the MP or PA? I only want to see an MD.
Right, see?
Sometimes you're limited, too, because if you only need an MD, they're not always available, you know.
Right.
So, yeah, if theirs is not available, they only want to see another MD. Because they think,
right.
I guess, a PA is not qualified or an MP, which, you know, they are.
Yeah.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, somebody got the title, I guess, that bothers them.
Now,
I would
rather
just see whoever I need to see to get in and out myself, but that's just me.
Mm-hmm.
And I know physician assistants from working in the healthcare field, and most of them are qualified. And nurse practitioners are even more qualified because, let's face it, nurses are pretty much doing all the grunt work anyway. Then the doctor has the title, right?
Now, did you guys know this about healthcare? Not to change it up a little bit, it was a story I read in CNN, and now New York Times has come up with the story, that people with private insurance, like me, or people who work, that's quote-unquote private insurance, you're paying for it, are actually being kept longer in the hospital compared to someone with Medicare, Medicaid, because they can make more money off the people who have private insurance. That's more guaranteed money. And I was floored when I read this. I was like, are you kidding me that you're actually keeping people with private insurance in the hospital longer unnecessarily just so they can collect more compared to someone with Medicaid or Medicare? And what they're finding out, now what New York Times just told, is that patients with Medicaid or Medicare for surgeries are actually staying longer in the hospital, which is not making the doctors happy, compared to patients with private insurance, because they said people with Medicaid or Medicare twice are likely to smoke or have higher rates of condition that makes surgery more riskier than someone without all the conditions of someone with Medicaid, Medicare. Or it seems to be what arises more, poor health habits, including diabetes, lung disease, and blood vessel blockage, I guess, with people on Medicaid, Medicare. So it's a flip-flop where people under Medicaid or Medicare honestly probably do need to be in the hospitals longer, but only if they have surgery. Now, if they don't have surgery, they're trying to boot them out as quickly as possible. However, if you have private insurance, and say I just went in for, like, my hip surgery. It was invasive, minor, come in, go in there, clean up. Same day I go home. Now what the doctors are doing, because mine is a day surgery, but I'm private insurance, they may keep me in a couple of days. Oh, we just want to make sure she walks okay. Oh, I want to make sure there's no blood clots. Hell, really? The last two surgeries, she kicked me out. I don't even think I was fully awake. I was already out of there. But then, now that they're seeing they make more money off of private insurance, oh, yeah, they'll keep you in there a little bit longer, even though it's not necessary. So you see, it kind of infuriates me because it's like, well, now you're taking advantage of people who have private insurance, and yet you're not doing enough for people who are on Medicaid and Medicare, because trust me, people with private insurance, they're out there smoking. They're out there with health habits, including diabetes, lung disease, and all that other stuff. You know,
I think
that's
been going on long before the healthcare thing. Quite honestly, from when I worked in the hospital. Yeah, when I worked at Children's Hospital.
Forward now.
Yeah, more children who had, you know, they were basically, like you said, on public health and assistance. They would actually help them until their services got threadbare. Or if they were even private insurance and it got threadbare, merely those children were transferred to us at Children's Hospital because Children's Hospital doesn't turn away any children.
Yeah.
And technically, hospitals aren't to turn away anyone. There's actually their charter. Yeah, see, I know you know this, Marie, but it's in all hospitals. Like you're saying that Harborview is free health care. Actually, it isn't, but it's where it is. People go there, and they're not to turn people away.
There you go. Yeah.
So, anyway, we do have a new caller on from 404. Did you have something to join in with the conversation?
Yeah, about a few months ago, my wife had her gallbladder taken out. And I had mine out about 10 years ago, and it was one day, you know, and then went home that next day. And then she had her done. They kept her in there 2 days now. It's like you said, the insurance thing there, they charge a little bit extra money. And then mine, I mean, we had the same insurance, but the way things have changed now, you know, they did it, you know. So the insurance is keeping you in there a little bit longer. They can pay for it, you know. They take money. Yeah, so, and to find it, you know, because I got more surgeries I got to get done, you know, coming up soon. And, you know, because she's going to have hers done too. But, you know, you got to do them coordinating back and forth because you don't, you know, if you do them at the same time, then, you know, like she's going to get a tip chop and I got to get a thing there, you know, the other day. So
now, what state are you in, sir?
I'm in Georgia. We can't even get on the exchange down here.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's just my wife figured tip chop.
Yeah. See, regionally, there's all kinds of differences. Yeah. Are you associated with the military at all?
Nah, see, I was in the Army back in the 70s, but, you know, I just got a little bit from that, and she had been a teacher down here, and she's got that, and she's retired now, and it's just crazy because she's going to get a tit chop, and now I get my ball things, you know. The future's coming up here, and we got a lot of, you know, things going on. I mean, I don't know what to do. You know, you got to deal with it now. You know, the way they do things. There's crazy and shit. You know, because I don't have made out of money. And, you know, you ain't either. I suppose. You know what I mean? You know.
Oh, no, we're all.
I don't know.
There's somebody made out of money.
I
don't know them.
Put fingers in your butt. So
do you think it's worse now, or do you think it's worse before?
I think it's worse now because you got all these papers falling and everything. You know, she's going to get the, the thing taken out. What are you going to do if you get cancer, you know what I mean?
That is a question.
It's going to rape you. You know, it's going to bend you over like a log. I can deliver it, you know?
You know, there are people who have actually gone to Canada.
They go up
because Canada doesn't turn anyone away.
They're cheaper. Yeah, they don't do it so up in Canada. You know, they just keep doing it up in Canada. Everybody flies up there. And I know a guy went to Mexico and another guy went to India, you know what I mean? You know, we're more concerned about the Nigerian girls in this country than health care.
Oh, there you go, Lynn.
There you go.
And the president's wife out there doing all that crap. And, you know, I mean, who gives a shit about them girls at all? Do you? I don't give a damn. I just care about getting, you know, American girls kidnapped and shit. I don't know.
Yeah, we got black children, black girls right here that come up missing.
You got people missing all the time. You know,
and that's a good point. I mean, but
it
still, we're human beings.
My wife's
going
to get a boob job. But so, you know, the human beings everywhere today, and I got to say, I don't know, because if, you know, you just talk about it, I'm worried about my surgery.
I can
understand that.
God dang it, I just dropped a frying pan on my floor. Shit. I need to clean that up. God damn it.
Now, you're just about at the end of your time there, Lennis. Did you want to do your shows? Do you want to continue on, or how are you doing?
No, we're going to close it out. Sir, what's your name?
Sir? Oh, did we lose him?
Oh, poor thing. Well, he said the frying pan fell on the floor.
I know. I hope he's okay.
I do, too. God. Bless his heart.
His number's still there, so I don't know. He may have put the phone down.
God, I hope it
wasn't hot. Oh, he signed out. He had to drop. He had to deal with the frying pan. Okay, sorry about that.
Okay, poor thing.
Well, we're glad that you called in,
sir.
And, yeah, they're the same. There's a lot of concerns. And there's a lot of people out there hurting with health care who are more concerned about that than what's happening in other nations.
Amen.
A lot to think about.
Very true. Yeah, he did. He made a good point. Oh, sorry.
Yes, he did. No. I'm agreeing with y'all. Mm-hmm. Yes, he did.
So are you ready to talk about the shows coming up, or do you want to get some last-minute
stuff about
your topic there, Lennis?
No, that was it. It was a very good show. So thank you, everybody. And, yes, we're going to talk about the shows now for the week. And thank you, Marie, for calling in. Don't hang up, but thank you for calling in. We appreciate, you know, hearing from you, from somebody in the health industry as well. And Brenda will be there in a minute. She'll be Dr. Brenda. But anyway, okay, so the shows we have coming up on Monday is LMB, that's Lydia, Nina, and Brenda, Empowerment at 8 p.m. Pacific Time, 11 Eastern Time. And the show is about tomorrow, Brenda.
Well, tomorrow, actually, we're going to be featuring the owner of the Essence of Success Radio Network, Lennis. So we'll be talking to Lennis about whatever Lennis will be talking about, how she got things started, who she is, where she come from, where she's going, why we care. Okay.
Hello.
And Chavanna, you need to send me those pictures. Okay.
Yes, I will.
Okay.
And Tuesday, Bring Your Own Brilliance with Brenda. That's at 6 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 p.m. Eastern. And the show on Tuesday is about?
It's the brilliance of finding a new hobby, developing a new interest, having something else beyond your family, your work, and the stuff that you're always doing, because you need to have something that takes your time just for you. There are so many people who retire that don't have a new interest or a hobby, and those are the people that tend to actually die sooner than their compadres who have a hobby already developed before they retire. So it's something to think about.
Sure, so that is.
You just don't, Okay.
There you go. And then on Wednesdays we have psychic readings with Lennis and Brenda. And it's a new time, y'all, so be sure and jot this down on your calendar. We will now be on at 6 p.m. Pacific time. That's 6 p.m. Pacific and 9 Eastern. So be sure and join Lennis and Brenda on Wednesday for psychic readings. Thursday is Filmcology with Brenda, and that's at 6 p.m. And it's about?
This show is called, the movie that we're doing is documentary. It's called A Place at the Table. And it's basically about hunger in America. And the thing is, there's no shortage of food in America, but yet there's millions of people who are getting most of their food from food charities. So, and in honor of that, I started a fast at midnight last night, so I won't be fasting for the next 5 days going until we get to the show, because here's the thing, hunger is not a joke. And children that are hungry, they can't focus at school. They have higher stress levels, anxiety, depression. And so basically our resources, human beings, we're not taking care of our children. We're not taking care of our families. And I don't understand that, since America is our family. But I do say this, I pose this question, what would America do if all your children were taken away right now and there were none left? Would you think about how to make sure they were okay? Or would you still be worried about everyone else?
Good question.
Yes, it is. very good.
Darn good question. Mm-hmm.
Well, and then Friday we have Friday Traffic Jam with Linus. It's a musical show from 5 to 5:30. And each Friday, Linus always tries to bring something different and special. Last week was a good show. I hope you. We had a featured artist last week, was Mr. Keith Sweat. This week is going to be music from the 80s and the 90s. So join Linus for that, 5 p.m. Pacific time. And then Saturday is Time to Love with Lydia, and that comes on at 2 p.m. Pacific, 3 Mountain, and 5 o'clock Eastern. And do you know what that's about this Saturday, Brenda, by any chance?
Not sure yet. She hadn't really said it yet, but it should be something about loving or something like that.
Yeah, Lydia's very good. She's been doing live shows. She's traveling, her and her sister and her husband, and just having a ball and really taking in the earth, the rhythm, the music, the sound, and everything around them. So she's doing a really good job, and it's really quite interesting listening to the travel and seeing it through her eyes and hearing it through her eyes. So be sure and join her. And then we come back to Sunday to In the Studio with Linus and my producer, Chabonet, and that's at 3 p.m. Next Sunday we'll be doing a show on hot topics and probably sports as well. So be sure and join us for that. It'll be hot topics and sports. And that's about it. So I'm glad. It was a good show today, and I'm sure everybody enjoyed it. And thank you to the gentlemen that called us from Georgia, and we hope you're okay, sir. Please be careful. Hope
you're all
gosh, right.
Yes. We better not see you on the news.
I know, that's right. And thank you, Marie, for calling in from Portland, Oregon. Thank you, Brenda, as always. Brenda always brings the psychology and the logical, which is good for us to look at and think about. And, of course, my producer, Chabonet, who I have a special thank you today. I got a Mother's Day gift that, you know, I just bawled like a baby. It's in a, I can only describe it to you like this. It's in a glass case with different figures and things all around it, and it's my life story, and it's all positive. There's nothing in there you look at you wouldn't smile about, because if you know me, and you see those items, you smile like, yep, 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 that's her, you know. Just absolutely beautiful. I've got it sitting on my baby grand. And I started crying after she left, and I was like, oh, this is so beautiful. But you know what, y'all? I think I'm going to take that picture, have Shaw take a picture of it and put it on the back cover of my book coming out, because it's a beautiful picture. So anyway, and that's about it. You guys turn in tomorrow now at 8 p.m. Don't forget for L&B Empowerment. And again, thank you for joining us today. And I'm going to say good night, Brenda, Shaw.
Ladies and gentlemen, have a good day and a blessed week.
Amen. And expect a miracle this week. Go ahead, Brenda. Oh.
Miracles are my life.
And I just want to say, howdy, ladies, it's Nina. Sorry I got in here late, but it is a long weekend here, and we had a lot of running around to do. Sounds like you had a good show. Awesome.
Oh, yes. You got to go back and listen to it, Nina. It was really good. In fact, we miss you. I might do a little 15-minute next week because we want to hear from Canada what your healthcare system is up there. So maybe we'll get you in next Sunday, and you can talk a little bit about that.
Oh, sure, no problem.
Yeah, very good show. Well, thank you for coming in on the last five. You know we love you, Nina. Okay, I'm going to say good night, folks, and take care.
Bye-bye, everybody.